This is Talking About New York.
Good morning, Jean-Éclat. Here's Delta FM, as is always your favorite presenter, Steph. And also today in the studios, we have our fellow American friend, Victor Smith. He is an historical and geographical expert on anything to do about New York.
Good morning to you too, Steph.
Today, we've chosen to talk about Ellis Island, the historical, geographical, as well as the touristical side of the island.
Yes, that's right. Ellis Island, a small island found in the Bay of New York City. It's known for their history. It used to be an immigration gateway into the States, but no longer. Now it's a museum in the memory of the immigrants, and we can acquire information about the immigrants.
So, Victor, when did this gateway change into a museum?
The inspection station closed in 1954, but it became a museum in 1976.
So, what could you tell us about the history of the island, and where does its name come from?
Well, the island was owned by Samuel Ellis, who gave his name to the island before it became an inspection station. When the European or Asiatic immigrants wanted to have a better life, they traveled over the Atlantic and they boarded at Ellis Island. At the inspection station, they checked their papers to see if they could enter the United States of America. And after, they went to New York or other destinations. Sometimes the families were separated, and that's why Ellis Island was called the Island of Hope or the Island of Tears.
And what could you tell us about the geographical side? Is the island still important today?
The island lies about 1 mile or 1.6 kilometers southwest of New York City and about 1,300 feet, 400 meters, east of the New Jersey shore. It has an area about 27 acres. The island is very important today because the descendants of the immigrants' families come to Ellis Island and try to discover information about their ancestors. It's also a touristic island nowadays, but I'll talk about that later.
Yes, you're right. But before that, we'll listen to a magnificent poem titled Ellis Island, taught to us by Stefano Carmano. But even before that, we will play this beautiful song by the Irish Leprechaun. So let's roll the music.
I was driving down 9th Avenue as the sky was getting dark. Didn't have nothing else to do, so I kept on riding to Battery Park. Stepped out in the damp and misty air as the fog was rolling in. Man said, last boat leaving tonight is the boat for Ellis Island. As my feet touched solid ground, I felt a chill run down my spine. I could almost hear the sound of thousands pushing through the lines. Mothers and bewildered wives who've sailed across the raging sea. Others are running for their lives to the land of opportunity. Oh, down on Ellis Island.
And we're back on Delta FM 90.2, the station for only the best of the best. Stefano has joined us in the studio and he will read to us Ellis Island. Ellis Island, island of hope, island of tears. Behind the Statue of Liberty it appears. What used to be a gateway is now open even on Sunday. In the massive halls, mountains of suitcases along the walls, millions of people visit the monument to think about their ancestors for just a moment. Just a mile from New York City, it lies in the ocean calmly. For the immigrants, a dream, for us, just a theme. The inspection station opened in 1992. Nowadays, it still looks like new. Isn't it interesting? Isn't it mind-catching? As our poem comes to an end, as the last words descend, now, my fellow friend, I'll let you speak. We hope that it will be unique.
MID, les secondes du LP2I en parlent.
Thank you, Stefano Carmano. We are live on Delta FM 90.2, and I'm still Steph, your favorite presenter. And also, we still have right here, right now, in the studios, Victor Smith, our special guest, who is a known historical and geographical expert back in New York.
Yes, I'm still here.
So, Victor, you're about to speak about the touristical sites of Ellis Island. I'll let you continue.
Thank you. As I said before in the radio program, the island has now become a museum. You can visit it every day, except for some special days. Millions of people visit the site every year for the touristic side, of course, but mostly to find out about their ancestors.
That's incredible. What could you tell us more about? The museum, perhaps?
The museum has been renovated, and it still looks exactly like how it used to do before it was closed down. Even on the inside, they put walls of suitcases and bags, so that it looks like before.
And how can we get to the island? By boat? By car?
The only way to get to the island is by ferry. You can take a ferry from Castle Clinton in Battery Park in the southern end of Manhattan. If you need more information about the ferry, you can visit statueoflibertytickets.com.
Isn't there a place to eat on the island? When I go on holidays, I always find it useful to know if there's a restaurant close by.
Unfortunately, there isn't. But there's a gift shop next to the museum where they sell a kind of souvenirs.
Okay, thank you, Victor. I think it's about time for the end of this program. Is there anything you would want to add? A small conclusion, perhaps?
It's very interesting to visit it, but it's a special tourism because in the beginning, only descendants would come to see the archives. If one day any of you would want to visit New York, it's definitely worth it to visit the island. I went there and I loved it. But then again, I'm an historical freak, as some call me. If you want more information, you can visit the site ellisisland.org.
Thank you again. I hope you've enjoyed. This is Delta FM. Roll the music.
The LP2I is talking about New York.